This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of FOXP1 and FOXP2? Sounds like some kind of futuristic robot code, right? But these are actually genes, and they're super important for brain development.
Exactly. They're crucial for speech, language, all sorts of cognitive functions. Think of them as the master conductors of your brain's orchestra.
So if these conductors get messed up, things go wrong?
You bet. Mutations in these genes can lead to some serious neurodevelopmental disorders.
Like what? This is where it gets interesting, right? So what do these genes normally do before they go rogue, I mean?
They're transcription factors. They control the expression of other genes. Think of them as the managers of a busy factory, making sure everything runs smoothly. FOXP2, in particular, is heavily involved in speech and language development.
So FOXP2 is like the head of the speech department in the brain factory?
Precisely. FOXP1 is more of a general manager overseeing broader neural functions.
Okay, so what happens when things go wrong? What disorders are linked to FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations?
A whole range of neurodevelopmental problems. FOXP1 mutations can cause global developmental delays, intellectual disability, autism, and speech/language issues. FOXP2 is more specifically tied to speech and language disorders, like childhood apraxia of speech. That's where kids have trouble planning and coordinating the movements for speech.
So trouble with the actual mechanics of speaking, not just understanding language?
Exactly. It's like their brain knows what to say, but their mouth doesn't quite cooperate.
And what about autism? How do these genes fit into the picture there?
FOXP1 mutations are more strongly linked to autism than FOXP2. They disrupt neuronal development, leading to artistic-like behaviors, intellectual disability, and language problems. FOXP2 mutations can affect social communication, but it's not as direct a link as with FOXP1.
Right, so it's not a simple one-to-one relationship, but these genes can definitely contribute to the complexity of autism. How common are these mutations anyway? Are we talking about a widespread problem?
They're relatively rare, thankfully, but even though they're uncommon, their impact on those who have them is significant. Estimates for FOXP1 mutations in individuals with ASD are around 1-2%, and similar for FOXP2 in speech and language disorders.
So a small percentage, but a big deal for those affected. Are there other FOX genes besides FOXP1 and FOXP2? Is this a whole family of gene troublemakers?
Oh yeah, there's a whole family. FOXP3 is mainly involved in the immune system, and FOXP4 plays a role in various tissue development, including the nervous system. But their links to speech and language disorders aren't as clear-cut as with FOXP1 and FOXP2.
So when should doctors consider testing for these mutations? Is it a routine thing?
Not routine, but definitely something to consider in specific cases. If a child has significant speech and language problems, developmental delays, intellectual disability, or features of autism, testing for FOXP1 and FOXP2 mutations can be very helpful. It can guide treatment and help families understand the condition better.
Right. So it's about tailoring treatment to the specific genetic cause. How does genetic testing actually help patients and their families? What's the practical benefit?
It provides a diagnosis which can be incredibly reassuring for families. It also allows for more targeted therapies. Knowing the genetic basis of a disorder can help doctors design interventions that address specific needs. Plus, it can inform family planning decisions.
So it's not just about a diagnosis, but about a roadmap for better care and support. Let's wrap things up. What's the big takeaway here about FOXP1 and FOXP2?
These genes are essential for brain development, especially in areas related to speech, language, and cognition. Mutations can cause significant problems, but genetic testing can help doctors provide better care and support to affected individuals and their families.
Before we go, can I quickly touch on some of the key terms? I'm still trying to wrap my head around imagine factor.
Sure. A transcription factor is a protein that regulates gene expression. Think of it as a switch that turns genes on or off. Neurodevelopmental disorder refers to conditions affecting brain development, like autism or intellectual disability. And childhood apraxia of speech is a motor speech disorder where kids have trouble coordinating the movements needed for speech.
So understanding these genes is crucial for diagnosing and treating neurodevelopmental disorders. It's all about personalized medicine, right?
Absolutely. The more we understand the genetic basis of these conditions, the better we can help those affected.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.